Your unconscious mind is powerful. It's the other 90% of your mind. And yet, you're not even taught about it at school. What if you could access the other 90%? It would be like driving the highway in sixth gear instead of first gear. That's what you're doing when you only know the tools of the conscious mind, the 10%. You're going through life in first gear. Are you ready to ramp up and go through life in sixth gear, learn the powerful tools of your unconscious mind, healing trauma, clearing anxiety in minutes rather than weeks, months, and years? Join our next Meet Your Unconscious Mind workshop so that you can start to learn the power that you already hold within and the tools to access it. Look for the link to register in the show notes. Imagine getting up every day full of energy as if you were in your 20s again. What would that be like? What would that be worth to you? What is your health worth to you? Think about it. Your health isn't everything, but without it, everything else is nothing. And yet too many of us are taking it for granted until something goes wrong. No one wakes up hoping to be diagnosed with a disease or chronic illness. And yet we've never been taught how to be proactive in our health through our school system or public health. As a registered health coach and integrative health practitioner, I believe it is time this information is made available to everyone. Combining new knowledge around your health and the ability to do my functional medicine lab tests in the comfort of your own home will allow you to optimize your health for today and all your tomorrows. Don't wait for your wake-up call. Welcome back to another episode of the Don't Wait for Your Wake Up Call podcast. I am Melissa Dealey, your host, and very excited to have with me here today, Alicia Jones. Welcome to the show, Alicia.
Hi, I'm so happy to be here today.
Well, I'm excited to share you and all that you are doing in the world with my audience. And just to introduce you to them, Alicia Jones has helped transform the health and lives of women over 50 through her fitness and weight loss strategies since 2006, almost 20 years. Alicia is an expert featured in major outlets, including Shape Magazine, Very Well Fit, and Aptive. She has a BA in kinesiology and adds many certifications to her list of qualifications, including National Coach of Canada, Advanced Sports Nutrition, Certified Group Fitness Instructor, Personal Training Specialist, CanFit Pro, and many others. If you want to learn more about her unique food and fitness formula, join her free masterclass. And guess what? We're going to talk about that later as to how you can do that. So welcome, 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 Alicia. I would love to just take this back a step and have you give us a bit of your background and what prompted you to start working with women over 50.
Yes, because I'm 45, so I'm getting close, but I'm not there yet. And actually, I had already been in fitness and wellness for a while, but the big transformation for me of just wanting to work with the over 50 population, women over 50, it came when my mother was 72. She never smoked, she never really drank. She did her fitness classes, and I was already personal training at the time. I was in university for kinesiology, and I was trying to recruit my clients who are already, a lot of them are already in their 50s, to come and climb the CN Tower with me. It was for the World Wildlife Federation. It was to raise money for this event, and you had to climb the CN Tower steps. And that is a lot of steps. It's over 1,000 steps. I don't even remember how many there are, but so my mother said she would do it because her big thing in life is to help animals. And so she was very excited to be doing this, but my clients were like, we can't do that. We're too old. So because I had recruited my mom to do this, I used her as my marketing. If she's 72, so can you. So they had no excuse. They had to participate in this as well. And this for me,
I love that.
Yes. Yeah. She was a big inspiration.
A big inspiration. And for all of those people who were saying, we can't do this, we're too old. Such a limiting belief, right?
Yes.
So showing them that your mom can do it, that starts to release that. Well, she's now, 10 years older, 5 years older, 15 years older, and she can do it. Well, then I can too. Love
Yes,
that you did that.
absolutely. And for me, it was this big transition or this big moment for me where I knew I just wanted to work with the over 50 population, some of which was because I really wanted to shatter those beliefs, but also because growing up, my grandmother was the one who was taking care of me while my mother was working. And my grandmother was in her 70s. But back then, in her day and age, it was healthy, not healthy to smoke, but it was normal to smoke. She was a nurse, she smoked.
Yes.
Everybody in her generation smoked, and she
Thanks to the media who actually hired doctors to say it's healthy to smoke.
yes. And actually, on a whole other topic, they have the same campaigns as the vaping now. So it's really, really interesting to see how they followed the same campaign. And, anyways, but that's a whole different story.
That is a whole different story.
Yeah. But anyway, so my grandmother, she had COPD, she had cardiovascular disease, and even though she was the main caregiver for me when my mom was at work, we still had to get a babysitter because she wasn't able to take care of me properly. And so they were the same age. It was that moment where I saw, this is 72 when you don't smoke, when you understand the knowledge behind how to take care of yourself and your well-being, and when you have the right knowledge and understanding, and you're able to eat healthy and exercise, it's almost like we can see what the paths could be, or I personally saw what the different paths could be. And so I wanted to help other women achieve, like, shatter those beliefs and achieve that ability to really become their healthiest, most vibrant self in that second act.
I love that. And another piece that allows for that to happen more easily in women over 52 is generally by then the kids are, out of the home, right? And so they're finding that they have more time for themselves to actually look after themselves for the first time in their life, because until that point, they've been so busy being a parent, having the career, et cetera, and all time for self was squeezed out unless they're already in the health and wellness industry and they know the importance of that and they really value it. So for a lot of people, it makes sense to target that market because that's when they actually have the time.
Yeah. Although for a lot of my clients that are retired, they say to me, I'm retired now. I thought I was going to have time, and I'm actually busier than before. So I think it
That's good
depends.
too. Yes.
Yes, it is. It
Yes.
is. Yeah.
It's really
Yeah.
good to be, because when you're busy, you're mentally active, you're socially active, et cetera, versus the people that get into retirement and, maybe the first month of retirement is planned out and they travel and that's wonderful. And then after that, they sit at home going, what do I do with my time? I don't know. And I know there's people that go down that path as well. And that can lead, to boredom, to depression. And that's not good for us either. So I love that your clients are going, I'm busy. There's so much we can do. It is the second half of our life. And retirement doesn't have to mean sitting at home doing nothing. It
That's
can be
right.
living life even more fully than we were before.
Yes, it's just the beginning in retirement.
Exactly. So I know you focus on women over 50. Talk to me about why people and women in particular over 50 do need to approach fitness differently. And working with someone like you to learn that and again, shift more beliefs that they might have had around fitness in their teens and their 20s and how it's different when we're 50 and over.
Yes, yeah. And I think I don't need to tell you, because you are in the health and wellness space. You understand how hormones shift and nutrient needs shift. And as we age, especially women, as we age and as we go through perimenopause into postmenopause, those hormones are shifting. You go from fluctuation to estrogen dropping. And so, with that, the protective benefits of estrogen are no longer present anymore. Inflammation can increase in the body. We can lose more lean mass. Estrogen is very anabolic, which means that it helps our muscles to grow. So we know a lot that estrogen, it helps with bone density and helping maintain our bones, but estrogen also helps maintain our lean mass, our lean muscle. And lean muscle is what is in charge of keeping our quality of life. So think about it. If you are on the street and you're walking and there's a crack in the street, if you don't have the strength to catch yourself when you go through that crack, you trip, you fall, you do not contract the muscles the same way, and you could potentially break your hip or hurt yourself. And it's the same thing with opening the pickle jar, having your independence again. You want to maintain that independence. So lean muscle is so important. And so the formula for the way that we exercise and we eat as we age really changes to help us be able to intake nutrients better, to have more energy, but also to have the strength and to enhance our lean muscle to create that better quality of life. And so it's not as simple as going for a walk, and all of a sudden losing all the weight like we did in our 20s just by restricting some calories. It doesn't work that way as we age. Plus, you don't want to restrict calories because when you're restricting calories, think about all the nutrients you're missing by cutting back. Plus, it's restrictive and it
No
feels
fun.
horrible. No, it's
Yes.
no fun. That's
And so then
it.
it doesn't last, right? Because
That's right.
you can do it for a week and then after you're like, yeah, I don't want to do this anymore, right? So I
Exactly.
agree fully. It's not about restricting calories. However, it's making sure that we're getting nutrient dense calories and not the calories that are just full of sugar and stuff that we don't need. And
Yes.
I love what you said about hormones because that's absolutely my experience. I'm older than you. I'm 57 now. I've gone through menopause and I run functional medicine lab testing and I run it every 6 months to a year for my own hormones. And I've noticed myself that in the last 6 months, I have not been building muscle the way that I used to be able to. And my body's got a little bit more flab, even though I really haven't changed my eating habits or my movement habits. And so I did a lab test and my estrogen is low again, right? And we have to be really careful because our body always wants to be in balance. Right? It's not about more estrogen is a good thing. Too much estrogen is not helpful either because then we're out of balance with our progesterone. We can be estrogen dominant. That can have health issues down the road as well. And I was previously estrogen dominant, so I was cutting back and using natural sources for boosting my progesterone to bring that back into balance. And now it's gone the other way, right?
Oh my,
So
it's
now,
such a
and it's like,
balancing
it
act.
is such a balancing act, and it's being really aware of this and being really in tune with your body, right? And
Yes.
noticing, how come over the last 6 months I've got a little bit of belly fat coming on here that I didn't have before? How come my arms look a little bit flabbier? Even though I'm still doing my strength training, I'm not building muscle the way I used to. And so I did the lab, and sure enough, as in my efforts to bring my estrogen levels back into balance, it's actually gone a little bit too low. So it is fine-tuning and, watching our nutrient intake and our movement and understanding the importance of the fact that our exercise and the way we move does change significantly
Yes,
in our
and
later years.
even if it did work to cut those calories in your 20s because you lost the weight, it didn't feel good. It still felt
Right.
restrictive, but you did it. Now, not only does it not work the same way, it still feels restrictive, and you're probably not going to sustain that. So it's a double whammy. You don't want to be doing that. You want to focus in on nutrient dense. Whether it's your exercise or whether it's your nutrients, it's all about quality and not quantity. It's not about adding more exercise, and it's not about cutting back way on your calories. It's about creating a quality plan that's really going to work for you.
And I know strength training becomes more important versus cardio when we're in our 50s and beyond. I would love for you to talk to that as well.
Yes, and so both are very important, especially for your heart and your blood sugar. So I'm not saying don't do cardio. I'm not saying don't go for your walk because that is important for our health as well. But when we're looking specifically at enhancing lean muscle, we know that for every decade after adult life, and that's early, that's starting as early as 20 is considered adult life when we're looking at the stats. As early as 20 years of age, we start to lose lean muscle for every decade. And so, if you do not work that muscle, if you don't use it, you lose it. So, you have to be working lean muscle. And going for a walk or doing, a Zumba or a yoga class, they're great, but they're not going to place this demand on your muscle that you need in order to enhance that lean muscle to that level that we need in order to sustain and enhance lean muscle for our better quality of life. So if up until now you've been focusing only on your cardio, it's time to start adding weight training in. And it can be as little as 2 days a week, 2 to 3 days a week. You don't have to do it every day, and you do not need to do copious amounts. It can be as little as 10 minutes a day for those 2 days, 2 or 3 days, a really good quality again, and you can start to enhance that lean muscle and get all of the benefits from doing that.
And I thank you for explaining that in terms of the quantity and the amount and why. And also that strength training is helping, particularly for women, fend off osteoporosis as well. Am I right?
Yes, osteoporosis, heart health as well. So, doing your cardio is extremely important for heart health. But many don't know that when you do resistance training, what happens is as you're contracting those muscles, the blood pushes back into your heart. So, you have this huge volume of blood coming into your heart, and your heart has to become stronger. It is a muscle, so it has to become stronger in force to push out the blood again. So cardio creates almost like this drip effect. You know, think about it like, have you ever placed a balloon over top of your faucet, like to do a water balloon type of thing?
Yeah.
So as you put water in, it elongates. It becomes longer and longer and longer. That's literally the type of thing that is happening to our heart. It drips with the blood as we're running or doing our cardio exercises. We create length, and so we can hold more volume of blood, and so we don't have to pump as much. We have lower pulse. But when we do resistance training, it creates more strength, and so we're creating this force in the muscle to push out the blood at a more powerful rate. So again, we have a lower heart rate, which is better.
Yes.
So both of them are very much needed for heart health, for bone density, as you mentioned, and for that lean muscle. And for those that do want to lose weight, maybe to help their joints feel better, or because they just in general want to feel that lightness in their body and they're not feeling the same as they were anymore, they want that, then muscle is metabolically active. And it's so even when you're resting, even when you're sitting there right now, you're burning more calories just by sitting there than if you didn't have that muscle, because you have to keep that muscle at the same level as you have it. So it's really important to be doing strength training.
Love that. And working with this group of women over 50, to me, I literally, my goal is to live beyond 100, right? Become a centenarian. And why not? We can. Our body is designed to be able to do that when we create the environment for it to do so. And when we focus on our nutrition, when we focus on our exercise and our strength, we can absolutely do that. And I've heard you refer to your programs as, being the fountain of youth in. And so I would just love for you to share that correlation that you've brought in for working with your clients.
The correlation of having it as the fountain of youth.
Yes,
Well,
exactly.
lean muscle is really to me the fountain of youth, because it creates quality of life, but it also there's this saying that I really love. You can't turn back the clock, but you can wind it up again. Have you ever heard that?
I haven't. I like it.
So basically, like, yes, we're getting older every year, but it doesn't mean that all things stop, time stops, we become weak, we degrade, we break down, because these are the beliefs that we have
Yes.
around aging. And so I think when we start to do these activities that create strength, even sitting down to standing up, that's a squat, doing these exercises that we need in everyday life. We become stronger. We're able to get up from seated. We're able to travel the world. We're able to go for those hikes that we want to go for, or be with our family and be fully present, because we have that strength and energy and vibrance. So I think that's really what it means for me when we're talking about making sure that you are exercising, eating healthy, and just a definitely strength training as well.
I love that. And again, blowing up those beliefs that we societally have that as we age, we're supposed to feel older, have aches and pains. And that as a result, when we experience an ache and pain, we go, oh, I'm just getting older, and we do nothing about it. And we
That's
ignore it,
right.
right? And in all of my work, I'm teaching people, no, that's your body's way of talking to you. It's asking you to do something differently. And here, Alicia has programs that would allow you to step into doing something differently and focus on your strength and step into that fountain of youth, because we can all live so much longer. And it's when we become the couch potato, when we get lethargic, that things do start to break down. As you said, use it or lose it.
And
And
then usually when my clients first come to me or the participants in my program, when I say, you can live to 110 now, that's the new 100, they say, oh, but I really don't want to because I'm not going to feel well for the last few years of my life. And because they can see where they are now, having not taken care of them health, their health, they are starting to feel tired and achy and worn out. And so I say, well, what if you can live to 110, but right till the end, it's your best quality of life. You're strong, you're out doing what, all of the activities you want to do. You're feeling your best up, right up until the end. How would you feel then? And they say, of course, I would love that, but is it really possible to do that? And it is really possible to do that if you can take care of your health and your well-being and your strength, for sure.
absolutely. And again, it's the programming, because I know in my work, research is that the average North American right now is spending the last 10 years of their life in a nursing home. And
Yes.
once you go into a nursing home, you don't come out. That's not quality of life. It's just, survival, right? And that's not what we want. When we do put in the effort, and it does take effort to look after ourselves, we get the reward of not having to live the last 10 years of our life in a nursing home. And that's where I love to talk about health span rather than just lifespan. And that's what you're talking about as well. Let's have our health right to the end. It doesn't matter if we live longer and the last 10 years is in a nursing home. Let's live longer and have our health. So
Yes.
beautiful. I love the alignment in our work. So let's talk about common mistakes that you see people making when they come to you that you are, then re-educating people around. Again, there's so many societal beliefs that get into our unconscious mind that we don't even realize are there until we want to make a change. And then we reach out and seek support. And that's when we start to learn how the body actually works and how
Right.
we can step into our best health. So, what are common mistakes that you see in women over 50?
We have touched on some, that eating as little as possible and trying
Yes.
to do more and more cardio, absolutely, for sure. Those are the big ones. And I think we touched on that. I think another one is there's this idea that you have to feel in pain, or it has to be that no pain, no gain mentality, especially when it comes to exercise, that if you're not doing something that's grueling and intense and you feel the burn, all of the, and we hear like even the sayings, feel the burn. No pain, no gain. Like these are the things that we've been brainwashed to believe, and it's completely not true. It is really about the quality. And I'm not saying that you can just sit on the couch and then, hold your breath and then you're exercising somehow. You do need to be working strategically at what you're doing, but you don't need to feel sore and achy for days. That might actually be a sign that you're overtraining or you're not sleeping well. Your estrogen is off, like you talked about. It's a sign that you're not recovering well. So it's actually bad when it is the no pain, no gain, or when you're doing that burn to the end, like you just can't breathe. And we want to make, like, you want to make sure that you're being strategic about what you do, that you are working hard at what you do, but it isn't as hard as you think, and it really doesn't take as long as people think. Like, you don't need an hour or 2 hours. You really just need to be strategic about what you're doing.
And I love everything that you've shared there. I was just having a conversation with someone earlier today in regards to over-exercising. And again, as I said earlier, with our hormones, the body always wants to be in balance. And it's the same with exercising. There's too little and there's too much, and then there's the perfect balance. And when we over-exercise, thinking, if I just exercise more, I'll release the weight. No, because exercising too much puts more stress on the body, has us in fight or flight state, especially if we're doing it late at night, we're not getting restorative sleep, and then we wake up and do it all again the next day. So I love how you teach that it doesn't have to be, more exercise. It doesn't have to be hours of exercise. It's about being strategic around the exercises that you're doing and putting in effort and not overdoing it.
Yes, and to what you were saying as well, because I know hormones are your specialty. When you over-exercise, especially if you're trying to do really intense exercise for longer than 45 minutes, you're going beyond that 45 minute, you're keeping yourself at a really high cortisol level. And
Yes.
especially for women have a much higher cortisol level, especially as they start to go into the perimenopause to postmenopause. And so you're really taxing the system that's already taxed. And cortisol, which we do need to have some, but if your body is constantly flooded with cortisol, it's catabolic. It breaks down your lean muscle. So if the name of the game over 50 is to enhance lean muscle for more strength and that better quality of life, so you get to 110 strong and healthy, then breaking down the lean muscle that you work hard at creating is not the answer. So you
No.
do not want to be doing that.
No. And not only that, tying back to the hormones, too much cortisol for the body to be able to produce all of that cortisol, because it only has so many resources, right? It's not like the body can go to the store and go, oh, I ran out of cortisol. I'm going to buy more. You know what it does? It actually figures out, okay, in this moment, when I'm producing all this cortisol, I think I'm in fight or flight. So I need to get to safety. So what don't I need right now? Well, I don't need my immune system in this moment. So I can shut that down. I don't need digestion in this moment. I'm not going to stop and eat a sandwich while I'm running away from the tiger. And I'm not going to stop and make a baby either. So what it does is it will stop producing progesterone. And that's what we call the progesterone steal. And cortisol is made at the expense of progesterone, which is why a lot of women clinically we see in that estrogen dominant state, with myself included previously, because we have too much estrogen being produced and too much cortisol being produced and not enough progesterone. And the flip side of that, and why I mentioned not working out late at night, is because that does produce cortisol. And at bedtime, we need melatonin to get into a
Yes.
deep restorative sleep. And they're inverse hormones. So I love how you teach all of this and you share it because it's all interconnected. It's not just looking at exercise in isolation or nutrition in isolation. And
Yes.
that's the education that women don't get, you know, through our school system. Or where do women learn about menopause? I always say, you know, they learn about it from their mothers and their sisters. And then their mothers and their sisters or their friends tell them the symptoms they had. Oh, I have hot flashes. I have night sweats. I have insomnia. So then they think, oh, well, when I have that, that's normal because they had it. And you know what? None of those are normal. Those are all ways your body's talking to you, asking you to do something differently, showing you that your body's out of balance. And we can address that. So, yeah. We are very complicated beings, and yet there are easy solutions when you have someone like you teaching people how to exercise properly, how to adjust nutrition for their unique body and stage of life that they're at. I love all that you're doing, Alicia. It's amazing.
Oh, thank you.
So, what advice would you give to someone over 50 who's feeling intimidated or overwhelmed even about starting a fitness routine because they haven't had the time to focus on that, and yet there's something niggling inside going, you need to do this.
I think the first thing I'd say is don't put yourself in a box with everyone else, especially if the classes are geared toward, you've got a boot camp or something that's geared towards 20 somethings that are jumping and, running and laughing, and there's no actual demographic that demonstrates you and where you are when you're starting. But also when you're starting, do not get overwhelmed by doing too much too soon. Just focus on a few exercises and focus in on honing in on your nutrition, better quality of nutrition over cutting back the calories, and that's the perfect place to start. It does not need to be complicated, and you do not need to be doing what everyone else is doing.
I love that. Stop comparing, right?
Stop
We're
comparing.
all individual, unique people, and we have to do what's right for us. And what works for someone else may be great for them, and it may not work for you. And I hear that all the time. And, you know, the keto diet, as an example, I don't love it. I really don't love it. It can serve a purpose with a certain demographic, for instance, a cancer patient. However, for what I see clinically is it will help start a weight release for women, and generally around the 3 month mark they hit a wall and it stops working. And anytime we cut out an entire food group, that tells me something else is going on underneath. If you feel better cutting out all carbs because we need carbs, then something else is going on and we need to get to that root cause, right? And yet the media is keto. And then I've, you know, been at the gym hearing a woman go, I've been doing keto for this month and I've lost so much weight. And then telling all her girlfriends, you need to do keto. You need to do keto. And we kind of succumb to that pressure thinking, well, if it worked for her, it's going to work for me. Guess what? It may not, because your body is not their body. And so
And
working
I also like
with
to
a
see the
trainer.
under, well, I also like to see the underlying, because to that respect, I get women, and by the way, the studies do show that in keto for the first 3 months, you'll lose more weight, and a lot of that is water weight, but you'll lose more weight. But then after that, for those that are also in carb programs, when they do comparisons, everyone evens out at the 6 month mark. So if this is something you're supposed to be doing forever, then I mean, you might as well do the one that you get to enjoy your carbs. Not to mention, fiber is a big, important factor for your best health over 50 and for weight loss over 50 and to help balance hormones. So I tend to see when people come to me and they're on keto that their fiber is incredibly low. Like the numbers are startlingly low, like 14 grams of fiber. When you are 50 plus, the fiber amount you need in a day is anywhere from 25 to 30 grams. Maybe even 35, depending on what's going on. You can't do that if you've taken out one of the best staples for you to get your fiber. Yeah. Sorry, I went on a tangent with that, but I'm like, because that program, I understand it works for people, for certain people, but I think if we looked at how much fiber or how often they were pooping, it would be very low.
And the flip side of that, I don't agree with the carnivore diet either, because again, we're cutting out food groups. And if it's helping you in the short term and you feel better, that tells me something else is going on with your gut. And that we need to be addressing that. And what I have also noticed going back to keto is after cutting out all of those carbs, people reintroduce them if they've been on it for a while. Their gut has forgotten how to digest it. And then when they reintroduce it, they feel bloated, digestion feels sluggish. And then they mistakenly think that means, oh, well, keto is the way to go for me. My body can't digest carbs. No, it's forgotten how, and you need to retrain it by reintroducing it slowly, not going from 0 to 100.
Yes, thank you. Exactly.
So I love, love, love this conversation. And I know that one starting point that you have for working with clients is your masterclass. So why don't you share what that's all about and how people can access that? And I do have the link in the show notes as well.
Okay, great. So if you want to learn how the food and fitness formula shifts with age, that's my free masterclass. And inside the free masterclass, we talk about the three-phase food and fitness formula every woman over 50 needs to know, and it helps melt away the midlife midsection, increase strength, and achieve optimal health with age. And the brackets underlying is it does not need to feel hard, and you do not need to feel deprived. It can be really simple and quick. And so we talk about strategies and we talk about how to shift yourself from phase one to three with the food and fitness. And we talk about how to make it blend into your lifestyle. So it's the whole nine yards for free.
Wow, love it. And I love how you talk about it blending into your lifestyle so that it can fit anybody's lifestyle. And it's not about having to stop everything you've been doing and then only focus on this.
Yes,
That
yeah.
makes it
Tailoring
sustainable
is
for
so
people.
important. It has to, you have to be able to tailor whatever you do to you and to your hormones, to your lifestyle. It has to match you. Otherwise, it's not sustainable. And it's all about consistency when we're talking about health.
Love that. So, if we've got listeners here who I'm sure there's women over 50 that are like, yes, I need this, how can they get hold of you?
Okay, so the first place would be the free masterclass. So I'll give you the link to put in the show notes, or you have the link
I have
actually
the link, yes.
to put in the show notes. You can also go to my YouTube channel, Alicia Jones Healthy Living, or my website is aliciajoneshealthyliving.com, and you can find me on Facebook and Instagram as well. I'm not on Instagram as much, but I'll give you my Facebook.
I have all of that. It's in the show notes. So that's awesome. And thank you for sharing all of that. And it's all here to make it super easy for people to get hold of you. And Alicia, I love to ask all of my guests that come on the show, what does don't wait for your wake-up call mean to you?
Well, I think we've talked quite a lot about that today. So don't wait for your wake-up call means don't wait until you've fallen and broken your hip. Don't wait until you're in that last decade unable to get out of bed and you're just waiting for the end to come. Don't wait means start now, even if it's small, something simple. a little bit of strength training and one simple nutrition shift, and you can start to live that best quality of life as you age.
I love that. And it's entirely possible. Again, the programming can be that it's too late. It's never too late. Our body is so forgiving, and we see results quickly when we start putting in the effort. So I absolutely love that. Thank you. Thank you so much, Alicia, for being here. This has been an amazing show. I know there's going to be people reaching out to you. And I just want to ask, are there any last words of wisdom that you would like to share with the audience before we wrap this episode?
I think you said it so well. It's never too late. You're never too old. And just get started, especially with the strength training. It is imperative for your quality of life.
Beautiful. And thank you to all of my audience for tuning in, for caring enough about your health to be here to learn. And if you are a woman over 50 looking for results that Alicia and I have been talking about here today, please reach out to her. She is a wealth of information, and not just the free masterclass. She has other courses that you can take in order to get you on your health journey so that you can live to 110 or more. Thank you for investing this time with me on the Don't Wait for Your Wake Up Call podcast. I'm so glad you joined in. If you can take 2 minutes to share this episode with someone you think can benefit and have a positive impact on their life, that would be wonderful. Please leave a review by going to your favorite podcast listening app and let me know what you enjoy or would like to hear more of. It will support me in my effort to bring the possibility of natural healing to a wider audience and help disrupt the sick care system we have today and make human health a global priority. Health is your true wealth.